Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I just love Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hi, good morning, Pat. Hi.
You know what I love? Okay,
what?
So
Asher, other than me for the last 20 years, boom!
I love you. I just so love
boom,
you.
Boom, right like there.
You like got such a place in my heart. Aww. It's like right there.
You too, Pat. Thanks.
You're right there. But think about this. Okay. We're getting ready to do a show with Asher Countryman, right now. Back in the day, doing a show like this would have been near impossible. Mm. But look at how far we've come. Mm-hmm. Where you can have somebody pick their stuff up. I say stuff because I don't even know what she has. I think she's got a phone. But whatever it is, pick it up, go outdoors so that the scenery, everybody's watching with Asher right now, the scenery looks like she's got like a green screen thing in the background. No.
It's legit.
No. It's legit.
It's legit. Congratulations.
It's like a real sky.
Give it up to technology. Give it up to technology.
Oh my God. And it's just like, yeah, that's the way we roll.
Like right down to the van in the background too. If you guys are watching, like right that van is like perfectly positioned for the show today. I don't know about that.
I almost want Olivia, who's running the Facebook Live. Like, so I almost want Olivia to do this. I don't think she can, but I always want her to take like an Asher Countryman logo and like superimpose it on this. Yeah. So we got it on the van.
She's not putting it like, on
the I'm sorry, Asher. I'm sorry. I just went off there on a minute. Welcome to the show.
Let me
tell you about Asher, because this is really what you can expect from us as a network and the people like Asher. She's the founder, of course, right? Ready? And so, Olivia, if you're going to put something up, here you go. The founder of Sacred Attunement Wellness. Mm. So here's what this is about. This is what I love. Not only that, phenomenal yoga teacher, alternative wellness. I mean, we're going to go on and on about her, but we're going to talk about her mission. Mm. So here's what I love. When I told my friend, and Ashley's going to have to comment on this. When I told my friend that I was obsessed on my TV, like it's not the TV though, it's like you can do the internet through your TV. I do all music and everything through the TV. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I don't know why, I just don't turn something on. But anyway, or my computer. And I went through a period where I played nothing but the Gaia mantra. And thank you to Sarah Main, who is a Sanskrit expert. But I went through this period, Benny, where I pulled up some music and I just listened to it over and over and over and over and over again, not understanding the words, although Sarah Main did school me on how to pronounce the Sanskrit properly, not like in the songs, but it's the vibration. Mm. Today, sound currency and its power to heal. Mm. Why is it we tell people like that are in the hospitals? Why do we do this, folks? We say, maybe you should play their favorite music, or maybe you should put something on, or maybe you should not have that crazy TV that's talking about crap that person in that hospital bed doesn't really need to hear. Why? Asher, that's your job today.
Yay. Yeah, that's a fascinating point. There is a couple in my NAM yoga community who's been studying with Dr. Lovery for gosh, I think maybe 10 years now. And they specialize in the children's unit. Now, forgive me, I don't remember the disease that these children mm-hmm. get, but this disease they get, it causes extreme pain in their body. And as of now, there's not really a source to heal them 100%. But years ago, they started incorporating these mantras that were composed by Dr. Levry, specifically Ramadasa Sa Se So Hung, which is the only so far mantra recognized by the UN as a healing mantra. Mm-hmm. And when they would play this mantra to the children in the hospital, their pain would literally decrease by like 25, 30, 40%, depending on the child, sometimes 50%. And they would have amazing results getting back to their state of health and feeling good in their body again. And I just found that so fascinating of like, wow, music does have an impactful, direct impact on our physical health. And we're so unaware of it.
Totally unaware of it. But that's why we're talking about it today. And, you know, we're talking about sound and sound currency or sound current or why it's important. But before we get out there, you know, I love talking about decibels. I mean, it's weird. I did a study once. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many years back. I had a conversation with Doreen Virtue. And I said, you know, what's interesting, Doreen, I was editing the shows back then. I said, I found it fascinating that anytime a person mentions the word abundance, it mm-hmm. looks a certain way. Mm-hmm. Anytime somebody talks about poverty and lack and negative, it looks a certain way. And the sound waves are always higher. And it doesn't matter what the tonal range is. Mm-hmm. And I found that interesting. And then, of course, her son did a book. Her son wrote a book completely. I think it was her son or her daughter. I don't remember now, but did a whole book. And the book is based on all the vibrational sounds and the sound waves are in the book. And wow. Yet with all of this, what is holding us back from understanding the power of this?
Well, I mean, for one, we, at least where I'm at right now, I live in America, right? And we are so... conditioned to think that only science knows what's best, at least the majority of us, right? Like if science hasn't proven it, it doesn't really work. And I think we're on the brink of that, you know, and my teacher talks about that often of like, we're going to see over the next decade, how really science and spirituality are going to merge even deeper than they ever have before and going to prove how this sound current that exists all around us and has existed since the beginning of time, how that can help us, how that can affect our daily lives and affect our health and our day ins and day outs. So I think that's pretty cool and pretty fascinating. And I can't wait to see what people talk about, but I think that's why we don't understand it or why we think it's voodoo or witchcraft, you know, because we don't have an understanding of it, right? We weren't raised with this knowledge and this wisdom of just being something that's normal, right? It's not normal. So it's weird, right? Or you know, we don't know about it. So I'm going to just kind of look at it from you know?
Yeah. But, you know, let's talk about what you have discovered along the way to being you and how you use this for healing, right? Yeah. You know, we talk about decibels, we talk about the hertz range, we talk about in healing, there's something that's called hertz, but spelled differently.
Right.
And I don't want to confuse this for people because people have heard me talk about the hertz reaction. That is not what we're talking about here today, but I will tell you they kind of have the same end game in mind, which is healing.
Yes.
Right. And it's fascinating. My version of hertz is the version that represents the shorter version of a very long word that talks about the process of healing where you have to shift things and move things around. But from your perspective, how do you define sound current? And what do you mean in the language of this?
How do I define sound current? Wow. I feel like that's such a loaded question.
I knew you could handle it though.
I know. Yeah. Right.
You got the white van behind you.
Yeah. Support system here, you know? Yeah. I guess how I define it in my own personal life.
Yeah.
Is it's caused a huge transformation. I was this young kid who partied and did a lot of drugs and was always getting into trouble and was just angry and angst with the world and, you know, didn't trust myself, didn't trust humanity. And when I discovered this power of sound current, it was literally the most powerful thing. No counselor, no psychiatrist, no therapist was able to get through to me. And there was something with experimenting with these songs and with these mantras that just kind of opened the veil for me, opened a door that allowed me to step into having trust again, having connection, having love in my life. And it was like this, it's like that was my therapist, so to speak. It took me through the layers of peeling back the onion to get to the source of why I was the way I was when I was 20, 21, 22, you know, and brought me just back to like this childlike innocence. So that's how I define and relate to how it's affected my life.
And, you know, and one of the things that that happens along the way of discovering sound is discovering, right? I mean, what we're talking about is a journey that sometimes many of us cannot describe. I mean, we are not in the realm you're in where you are in the healing realm. Mm-hmm. You're in this place where you're seeing how sound currents are used today, how sound is being used today.
Right.
And, you know, part of my own little story that I shared with the mantra, I knew nothing about it. Mm-hmm. I knew I was drawn to it. And then, they put out a video version of it, and I'm going to see if any can bring it up. I'll have to give them the link, but I just would listen to it over and over and over and over again. And I got to the point where I didn't feel like I had to explain it to anybody. But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, you know, how is this used today? You know, what is it about the existence of vibration that's connected to a specific sound current? What is it that we can learn about this? But then also, what can we apply? You know, this is really what today's show is about. My very special guest joining me here today, Sound Currency and Its Power to Heal, with my guest, Asher Countryman. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit yourpurepotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
When feeling unhappy and unfulfilled, most people look for things outside of themselves to feel better. A larger home, a lucrative career, a new car, or even a particular relationship. But once the newness wears off, you're laid off from the job, or you have a falling out with said person, then what? The cycle of seeking happiness and purpose starts all over again. The truth is, all of the fulfillment and worthiness you want lies within you. You just have to tap into it. Join me, Laura Goldstein, for my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern, where we talk ways to return to self and the joy within.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You know, today's show, right? I'm so thrilled to introduce you to Asher, but more importantly, what is so exciting about talking with all of you today is that there's something we're talking about that is available and accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, and I say everyone with the idea that you have access to a phone or a device or something, you know, could be. I don't think we even use the term computer anymore, although I actually have a laptop. But whatever that is, what we're talking about today is accessible, it's available, and most of the time it is free. That's kind of the cool thing. But Asher, before we keep going, tell people how they can find out about you, but also how they can, you know, schedule time with you so they can unlock power that's within them. How do people do that?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So you can either go to my website, which is sacredattunement.com. And there is a little forum in there that kind of asks you to fill out a couple questions, and then we'll allow you to have a resource to connect with me. There's also a little bar right at the top of the website if you want to directly book a call with me. It's a complimentary call. We get to talk for about 30 minutes, and that goes through Calendly, so you get to choose your time and date that best suits your schedule. You can also connect with me on Facebook. So I have a group in there called Sacred Attunement Community, and that's a free group. I do workshops in there and do little videos. We actually have a 3-day live that's coming up February 16th, 17th, and 18th, talking about the ways we can peel back the onion to our emotional trauma and really step into that love, alignment, and abundance into our lives. So that's how you can connect me.
And, you know, thank you for doing that. And thank you for sharing that. One of the things I wanted to really get back to and kind of circle back around with you is this idea of understanding what some examples of sound and sound currents are. Now, I gave a couple of examples before the break of, you know, things that I get attached to. And what I find is, and it's probably because I'm a little different, my brain operates a little different based on what we now know about people like me. So it is not unusual for me to have repetitive sound be important to me, right? Mm-hmm. There's a reason why the song Titanium so relates to me, or the song Clocks, which was our show mantra for years. It was our show introduction. There's a level of repetitiveness and a level of absorption that affects somebody like me. But my question to you is, there's a range. There are many things people can learn. There are many things people can take in. Talk to us about some examples and what you've discovered.
Yeah, I guess I would say one of the simplest things that I can show you an example of, as far as like that repetitiveness, right? And when I think about music in general, by the way, it's always repetitive, right? Any song we listen to, repeats and repeats, like the same chorus again and again. And there's some weird rap songs where they just say words for like a minute straight. You're like, do you have anything to share? And then what you say, I'm like, oh wait, mantras are the same thing. Like all music is repetitive. But one of the ones that I really love is Aum, A-U-M, right? It's a different version of Om.
Yeah.
And there's many ways to work with that particular sound vibration. And the reason why I share that one, because it's simple. You can use it and activate it. Like as soon as you're done with this call, there's not like this long thing you have to memorize, right? but when you break that symbolization down, the letter A actually helps to work on strengthening the lungs and actually strengthen the heart and release grief from the heart space. And when you work with the letter U, vibrating U, if you were to separate them into individual syllables, works on the belly and the solar plexus, really helping with that grounding and getting the digestive tract flowing again, and helps to have keep bringing groundedness and security. And working with the letter M, helps to activate the brain, actually helps with anxiety and depression, and gets the brain flowing up there, right? Gets the juices flowing, and then helps secrete all the way down to the body. So if I were to, I guess, show you an example of that, if I may.
Yes.
Before starting any mantra, I always like to invite everyone to just kind of like rub their palms together. And the reason being is that helps to kind of stimulate all the internal organs inside the body, kind of gets your own healing energy flowing, kind of taps you in, gets you into that space of groundedness and centeredness. And from there, simply doing what we call a Gyan Mudra, which I'm sure if you've ever done yoga, you've probably done it in a yoga class before. But that's simply where you just take the index finger and the thumb tips together. And that's for the brain. And you can either resonate that either right in the lap, if you're wanting to work on something that's right in the physical, in your physical reality. And to dump a little divine spiritual wisdom on you, you can play with the mudras. They don't really talk about this in normal yoga classes, but you can actually move your mudra up to your shoulders if you have something emotional going on, if you want to work on that. You can even raise them up over your head if you have something that's happening in the mind and the thoughts. So you can place your hands in those different areas to play with those energy fields, right? So for today, I'll maybe just resonate them at my heart space in this region here, that what we call the astral plane. And you can simply just take a nice deep inhale and vibrate. And you can continue to repeat that for what I say about 3 minutes is the minimum. If you're wanting to activate your pineal gland, your pituitary glands, it takes about 3 minutes when you're doing a mantra. If you want full activation and full deep relaxation, 11 minutes. And you want to go even a level deeper and work deeply on that spiritual plane, you can do 31 minutes. And those are specific increments that kind of get levels, right? It's like the tip of the iceberg or getting to the bottom of the iceberg.
Wow. You know, when I was growing up, I grew up in New York on the in the Bronx. Yes, it is the home of the hip hop. Sorry. It is the home.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why I bring it up, because I had a friend growing up that had I think it was her cousin. And her cousin sang backup. So when I was growing up, my friend wanted to be backup, right? I mean, this is before we realized we never had to be backup. We could be a lead singer, right? Before we got enlightened. That's like Whitney Houston singing backup, right?
Right.
This was interesting because she would walk around with these sounds. And so we would both walk around with the sounds. And 90%, this is my recollection, of the sounds, and then you can go back and listen to some of the backup stuff. 90% were the sound you just described, because we usually say ohm, but no, right? If you listen to backup, you'll hear them and what they do. And it was so fascinating for me. I never understood why, after spending time with her, I felt so good. But fast forward to where we are today. And thank you for sharing that, Asher, because I want you to share it again as we go to break, because it is something so powerful, right? So easy, so transformative and transmutable. Mm-hmm. And so when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about the transmutation aspect of not only what you just did, but the transmutation aspect of understanding that in the world we live in, we are powerful beyond belief.
Yes.
That sound and healing from sound may in fact be at the core of our existence, the core of humanity's existence. So what do I mean by that? Well, what if there was sound? What if sound was the way that people used to heal? What if it were that? Because imagine you walking around with your cave bat, like you're walking around and you got your like cave bat walking around. Yeah. You haven't really learned how to talk. But what was it about sound? So please take us to break. And Benny, I'm going to ask Asher to take us to break. If you could take us to break again, please give us that exercise if you don't mind.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and place our hands in Gyan Mudra. Just like this. And again, place the hands at the hips, shoulders, above the head, wherever you feel you need it most. Take a nice deep inhale, starting from the base of the belly, bringing it all the way up to the top of the chest. Take a nice deep inhale. Hold the breath and exhale. Simply shake out the hands, move the energy a little bit. Beautiful.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Wow, welcome back. Penny, thank you for playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Look, before we, Asher's got some great stories to tell, but before we do, I would love for all of you to connect with her. And, you know, this is what I love about the people I get to honor. And it is an honor to have this conversation with you, Asher. I'm so amazed at what you do.
Came right back at you.
You know, it just blows me away. Some of us got to appreciate sound and healing by being really sick. So I don't recommend that for people. But in order for people to work with you, to help them clear energy, right?
Yeah.
To get ready for that next amazing idea because the energy has shifted. How do they join your Facebook group? How do they find out about you? Can you tell folks how they can engage with you?
Absolutely. On my personal Facebook page, just Asher Countryman, there should be a direct link that takes you to the group. And again, if you just want to search directly in the search bar, you can put Sacred Attunement Community, and you can connect with me that way. There's a lot of free content on there, a lot of different mantra videos, yoga stuff, little events that we've done that you can plug into and look back on. And again, you can also reach me at my website, sacredattunement.com. Yeah, and there's a lot of endless information there as well. There's information about my healing salves, my harmonium healing. I'm a practitioner, harmonium with a Y, not an I. So not the instrument. It's an energy healing modality. Always got to clarify that. And then a little bit about my coaching as well. I like to take people through a journey over 3 months and really peel back that onion and take them through an experience that they may have never had the chance to try to really instill healthy habits into their lives, like doing mantras, like doing yoga or things to do with food, because food is a vibration as well. So
no kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. I mean, I wasn't joking about the shift in vibration, and you're going to share some stories. When I talked about H&M, you know, partnering with PETA, P-E-T-A.
So cool.
Oh. And just, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's everybody get on board with that. So I want you to tell your story, and I just want to share something with you.
Sure.
Unrelated. I didn't prepare for it, but I just discovered it.
Awesome.
The Gayatri Mantra, which, Sarah, I apologize. I'm probably just crushing it in a bad way. When you read the lyrics of it, and I don't know if Benny can bring them up, and you look at how many times the language is not Om, right?
Mm-hmm.
Svaha. Tatsavitur, right? Vaha. Buuvaha. When you go and look at the language in this, Yona, Dio Yona, throughout this song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave it at that because you're going to have to do your homework on that. I mean, I didn't know it. I brought it up because now I made a note to put it on my TV for the afternoon and just play. Nice. But I'm struck by it. And when I join in on the mantra, rightly or wrongly pronouncing, there's something about the difference between an om and what you just shared. And I was not aware of it till like right now.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, they do say in like the yogic scriptures that Aum is
Aum.
Supposedly the original beginning vibration of which things created and rippled out from. So there's a reason why we relate to it so deeply in our bodies and in our hearts, and why it feels so good, because it's been around since the beginning of time. So
Oh my gosh, Benny, just give me a little bit of information and knowledge and look out. Okay. All right. So I'm probably going to skip the next break because I would love for you to share. How does somebody like you, you and I were like, could be sisters from another mother, a brother or somebody with our childhoods, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. Couple of decades apart, but doesn't matter. How does one get from that to being world known for sound healing and the coaching you do? And how have the stories developed throughout your service so that we can talk to people about the power of what we're talking about here today?
Yeah. How, right?
Okay, you can skip the how. Let's just tell the stories.
You know, maybe some people can relate, right? Those maybe who have grown up in those traumatic childhood situations, or maybe you were that kid who always grew up and wondered, like, man, like, I don't belong here. Like, something's not right. Like, something doesn't fit. Like, I know that there's something else out there, right? So we're always on this, there's this search for something different, something better, right? And I think that's also a part of all of our innate nature, right? To grow and change and explore. But something super simple, right, is obviously changing our environment, right? If we're not happy with something that is occurring, right, change the environment, change the friends, change the community, take that step of courage and that step of bravery in plugging into a different community of something they've never done before. Right. And that's what my story was. It was a friend who just kept nudging and pushing and poking at me to come take this yoga class. And I was like, I don't do yoga. I lift weights. I'm a weightlifter, you know? And I finally did. And it was that boom, that aha moment, you know? And I was like, wow, if I would have said no to that, I may have not have ever gotten to where I'm at now, helping people around the world in Guatemala and New York and Canada and Europe, you know, like, it's so amazing. So just be open-minded to potentially saying yes to something, especially if someone's asking you again and again, if it's something that's potentially going to serve your highest good, right? Yeah. Because the universe knocking at your door again and again and again saying, hello, I'm trying to give you the answer. Like, are you going to listen? Like,
yeah.
Pay attention.
But you know, the reason that I love talking with you about this is because, and I've shared this before, it doesn't matter that you and I are probably the two least likely people to be talking about sound currency, to be talking about sound healing based on our childhood. Or based on some partner, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
But when you get tapped on a shoulder to change, and I'm like you, I'm like, no, I love lifting weights. Yeah. I don't even know what that position is. Seriously? That's something for Barbara Scheidegger to do, not me. But you know what I was just struck by? And I'd love for you to comment on it. I just turned my TV off because I said before, I'm a little different. I'm a little learning different on the spectrum of what, how you define people, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a thing. It is hard for me to do almost anything without music. So in the background during every show, and I always have to ask Benny and Jacob, can you hear my music? I have got soundscapes, mantras in the background. Now, I can't tell you what they are, but I realized I had them on because the reflection of my TV was coming in my background. Mm. And the only reason I turned it off is because it was coming in. And now that I've turned it off, I feel the void. Isn't that fascinating?
Very fascinating.
Now, it has nothing to do with you, but there's something I want you to share about the world of possibilities if we would just try this. Just try it.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you mentioned the void, right? I think we are so used and comfortable with having noise happening all the time, and people get really uncomfortable with that void because it means that we have to look at ourselves, right? We have to actually think our own thoughts, feel our own feelings, and we're not distracted by someone else, something grabbing our attention. But it's in that space that the healing happens. It's in that space where we can gain that higher perspective, hear something we may not have been able to hear before. Like if you believe in having your ancestors with you or having guides to communicate with you, right? They can't come through unless we have that moment of silence, have that space of uncomfortability. And I will tell you, I was always uncomfortable for many years, and then something happened. So it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, you know, to get comfortable with really being in your own skin. But that's where the magic happens, right? That's where we get to unlock that power of mind, body, soul abundance. Hmm. Right? It's in that space of, when I look at the void space, it's like birth and death, right? Of creation and destruction, right? Like even in our own breath, right? We inhale, we pause, boom, there's the void space. What am I going to create with this exhale? And vice versa.
Yeah. You know, I found something interesting about that. What I found interesting about it was, you know, I play a sport and I do other things, whether you want to call it exercise, I don't care what it is, right? But I learned something interesting about wearing a mask. And I was put in touch with how often when I play, I hold my breath. And you can't do that, you know, with a face covering. And it's a requirement of all of us piling into a room to play this sport indoors. It's a requirement to wear a mask. And I was just realizing the other day how much better I'm playing. And I haven't played. And I try to pinpoint it. I always try to understand behavior for myself first.
Right.
But see, if we can talk to our audience and speak about the energies that are shifting now planetarily.
Oh, and so much.
Why we need new tools. Would you address that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I study a thing that's called divine spiritual wisdom. And a few years ago, back before 2020 happened, our teacher, Dr. Lovery, mentioned this cycle that we're going through and has occurred time and time again. It's called Uranus in Taurus. And when Uranus is in Taurus, it does represent chaos, destruction, you know, dismantling of things. Which we all have seen, right? We've seen this chaos and this fear of like, oh, what's happening? Like my perfect little square is like crumbling, you know, like, oh my God, I'm losing my job and have to move or whatever's happening. And I want you to know, it's not the first time. The last time that this cycle happened was World War II.
Yep.
Right. And that was when Hitler, right? The whole Hitler thing and the Jews and all that happened. And there was so much sadness and pain there. And it happened, you know, if you look back throughout history, it's roughly around every 85 years, there's something, boom, that happens. And that cycle lasts for 7 years. So we're just barely in the middle of it. So we're not even near at the end. But with that ending of that chapter, which will be in 2027, they say there's going to be like this ease, right? The tension will be lifted. There's going to be some ease, more love. We're going through this transition. And while we go through transitions personally or collectively, any transition is chaotic, is painful, is uncomfortable because we don't know what the heck is happening, you know, and then along with that as well as we're also in this age of what they call Aquarius. It's supposed to be this age of love, right? It doesn't look like it right now, but you know, change takes time. I mean, look at our own personal lives, right? It took me, you know, 10 years to get to the point where I'm at now. It didn't happen overnight. And it might take us a few decades as a human race, or maybe even 100 years, who knows, in order to get from where we are to where we see ourselves. And a lot of people I speak to, there's this vision of wanting to have more peace, understanding, compassion, you know, not this like conquer and divide constantly that we are always seeing. I feel like a lot of us are fed up with that.
You know, and you know, to your point, I want to talk about Uranus and actually what my experience is, I didn't really understand the planetary energy and movement until I moved to the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here, it's really a thing here. You can find the best of the best here. You can find them in other places, but astrology is like illegal in some states. But wow. when I discovered it here and I started to work with people, and I know very little about it, what they were really struck by was where that planet was in my chart every solar return that it showed up.
Wow.
And the transformation that happened to my career when that planet was in my house of careers, literally after a 24 and a half year career, there would be no logical way for me to explain that I would find myself as an executive orchestrating a downsizing program and becoming part of it. See, there's no logical, rational way to say, yeah, I could see that coming for me. No. But then you go to talk to somebody and they're like, all right, what happened over here? Did you lose your job? But see, if we understand the energy more so than what's going on daily, isn't that a way for us to prepare?
Absolutely. Yeah, it helps to get rid of the road bumps in the road, right? And that brings me to, like, we all have this universal planetary cycle we go through, right? It starts from the day our birthday is, and every 52 days, the planetary influence changes, right? There's certain times we should be moving, signing contracts, starting a relationship, ending a relationship. And it's funny when you look sometimes at even, and I swear our government knows this, when you look at certain things that our government signs to go through legislation, you know, sometimes they're on a new moon, or they're in this time of what we call the sun period or the Venus period. And it's like, wow, like, do they know that consciously? So they're intentionally putting things through the books to have the outcome be in their favor, right? And that happens in their own personal lives as well. And I find that so fascinating. I've gone down the rabbit hole with that. I'm like, wow, that is so cool.
Asher, I know this time goes so quickly, but
so quick. I'm like, what? It's already.
I know.
I can talk to you all day.
And the white van is like still there. What I'm really struck by, and you have reminded me today of what is available to me. Mm. Like when I'm done with the show, I have about 15 things that I need to get done today. They're non-negotiable. Yeah. And when I think about going through them with grinning and bearing it, or going through them with what you just demonstrated today, there's an entire shift in energy. And I want to ask you, we have gone through a tough couple of years.
Yeah.
Isn't this a way to help us heal at multiple levels, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Playing around with these sound currencies and these mantras is actually, in my own personal life, what helped me to not experience that isolation and that feeling of depression and disconnectedness, especially during the height of the pandemic. And I know some places around the world are still experiencing that right now during these winter months. And it does have that power. It has that power to, so you still feel connected and you still feel alive inside, you know, and you feel that sense of freedom. And like, that's what I've seen. It helped me and my clients as well, who have struggled really bad. Like, their mental health has gone down the slope over the last couple of years, and just to see them, you know, back on the rise with something so simple, right? But that's the thing, like, simplicity is divinity. We think like we have that has to be complicated, or there has to be this big change in order to have this big result. And it's not. There's a saying out there that says it takes small hinges to swing big doors. And that's so true. It takes a little simple tool like Aum to create that result that you're desiring. And it's that simple.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from somebody. Isn't this interesting? One of our listeners. You ready for this? Let me share this. And then you can comment on it.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. P, I know your birth date. I just looked stuff up. Guess what? From 1988 to 1995, Pluto, Uranus were totally in your chart in Capricorn and Sagittarius, as I remember you saying. It's all abbreviated. I apologize. I remember you saying you had four planets in Capricorn and a moon and four in Sagittarius. Well, there it is. Oh, and she threw in, and by the way, throw Pluto entering Sagittarius in that time frame. Well, I have the best listeners on the planet. You think nobody's listening, and then they like remember your birthday.
That's so amazing.
I know. Not to mention, P.S., Asher probably could help you, since I remember you saying you had Taurus rising. The point is this. As a network, our mission in 2022, and we weren't kidding with our theme, 2022 is all about you. Mm-hmm. It's about our listeners, 20-year listening with us. What do we need to provide people with? And Asher, that's what you did today. See, you're providing people with something they can use immediately, whether you're outside with a white van and a bunch of construction people. Look at what you just did. I mean, this is like, watch Asher in the middle of a construction site giving us sound healing.
Yeah.
As you look ahead, I want to ask you, where do you envision the power of this? What suggestions do you have for people? But also, how do people reach out and work with you directly?
Yeah, when I think of the next 5, 10, 15 years as this planet continues to change, I see us all really tapping into our higher selves, to our higher truth of what our purpose is on this planet, and owning that empowerment and owning that confidence and that courage that we really do know how to help and heal ourselves, right? Doctors are amazing, yes, but it starts with us and owning that and knowing that 100% that we do have the power to influence our day in and our day out and how we're feeling and the pain we're experiencing. And I really see that sound current's going to be a huge part of that, and it's going to become normalized. Understand that, and people will be open to the idea of energy healing, that something like harmonium healing, that they'll be open to receive something like that, that even though I may not be deeply up in there giving you a deep tissue massage, right, that the healing is occurring, and that we will walk around actually being feeling connected and having that love just exuberate from us, you know, like a shining light. So that's where I see the power of this helping us as we move forward through this next century together. Mm. Yeah. And I'd love to help and connect with anyone who feels called. You can, my number's open too. It's 310-334-9697. Or again, you can go to sacredattunement.com. Check me out a little bit more.
Yeah. And you have a Facebook group you're doing too, right? Yeah.
Sacred Attunement Community.
I love it. Asher, thank you so much. What do you want to leave us with? What's your parting personal message?
Oh, I think my parting message for you today is, in those times where you feel like everything's out of control and that there's this huge sense of unknowing, that you already have the knowing through the power of your breath. Your breath is the voice of your soul. So let your soul come out and speak to you and have you maintain that peace in your heart, even if you don't know how, right? That we don't need to know how of how we're going to get there.
Yeah.
So just come back to the power of your breath. Come back to that wisdom that's always been there and always will be. Thank you.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.